The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Tell me what's going on.
I never thought I'd be calling you.
I hope you're going to agree with me.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
I'm not into predictions, but you want me to make a prediction?
But you're a psychologist. Do you have some advice?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Yeah, I really didn't want to call you about this.
All right, let's answer your question and give you some good news.
Yay.
You're my second favorite Italian person.
You seem like an honest guy.
A lot of people suffer when they have to listen to me. So at least you're getting your daily dose of suffering right now.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
They wouldn't let me do it. I negotiated. I negotiated with Ave. I negotiated with EWTN. We don't have caller ID here. So when you folks call, you don't tell us who you are, where you are, we can't know. However, I was pushing hard to get caller IQ. Just kind of find out. You don't have to tell us, we just know. On the basis of maybe the first sentence or two, it pops up. They have not allowed that. They think it's discriminatory. And then the other problem we had was I called in and the caller IQ was like 86. So if you know anything about caller IQ or you know anything at all about IQ, it's not real good. That's why I don't get paid a whole lot for doing this program. They said something to the effect that they want to reevaluate me every year and for every IQ point. Like David Anders, you know, he's got an IQ of like 198. Something like that. Al Cresta, 197. These guys are all way off the charts. I'm kind of like the before IQ picture. Good to have you with me here on The Doctor Is In. Don't worry. Don't worry. We have no caller IQ. Do I push that F5? Is that what I do? Hold on a second. This page is asking you to confirm that you want to leave. No, I don't. I know nothing about these computers. About the only thing I can do is clean the screen. Program is Call In. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. I'm the host of the program. I'm also a psychologist. I spent much of the morning at the office, all 3 days this week, actually. Things since I've been doing a lot less speaking around the place, I've been doing a lot more seeing folks in the office. Ton of that. But here on the program, we're not doing therapy. We're not doing diagnostic assessment or testing or making diagnoses or in any way asking questions about what you're hearing from another therapist. I'm not going to do that. But we can educate, give a few thoughts and ideas on your situation, lay out some options potentially for you to weigh. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. It's not really fair. All you have to do is call, and you're on the air. I had to beg and grovel, do all kinds of publicity things to get them to say, well, yeah, we'll call you back, Roy. It's Ray. Yeah, whatever. We'll call you back, Roy. But I finally got through. 877-57 equal is the number. I'd be delighted to hear from you, see what we can do to help you out. Three levels. One, your own questions about situations in your life, circumstances. Two, to help somebody else out. A lot of you folks give a lot of great ideas. You've been there, you've walked in those shoes, or you just have good stuff. You'll text me during the program, or you'll email me during the program, and you'll say, hey, refer them to this, or what about this, or here's something, which is great. I add it to my library of possible suggestions. Thank you. And sometimes you just have a generic question, something about that you don't understand, like about what I'm going to go into here in a moment. Have you seen these, I don't know, you can call them vignettes, I guess. They're rather fantastic in their presentation, which is a hypnotist Now, there's a huge difference between a clinical hypnotist and a stage hypnotist. A stage hypnotist is a performer. Takes advantage of a lot of factors in giving entertainment. A clinical hypnotist is someone who, well, likes to use hypnotism for its curative effect. And it has shown itself to be workable in certain circumscribed kinds of things, like smoking cessation, fears, for example, with operations, or dentists, like that. I think dentists are more fearful than psychologists, as a general rule, I think. Although we're getting close. So, the fantastic part of this, maybe you've seen it, bunch of people on stage, and certain ones get hypnotized, which, by the way, approximately a third of people can go into some kind of hypnotic state, although we're not even really sure what that all is. It seems to be this never-never land state between sleepfulness and wakefulness. About a third can't be. Several times I remember when I was in grad school, we had clinical hypnotists come in, and there was no way I couldn't. No way, no how. Could be probably stubborn. I don't know, but the lady next to me, one of my colleagues, she was down and under. It was amazing, too, because he gave her a post-hypnotic suggestion whereupon if he said a certain word, she would scratch her arm. And she did. Incredible. Okay, that said, that's just a little preface to all this. So you see these hypnotists take somebody back to their third birthday. Hypnotic regression. And they ask questions. Oh, yes. I know who's all there. Oh, my. There's my Aunt Mary. She passed away. She passed away when I was 11. I always liked Aunt Mary. She's wearing that red dress that she always wore. She gave me the gift. It was a pair of pajamas, and I wasn't really excited about a pair of pajamas. But my mom was there, and my mom said, say thank you, and I did. And then Aunt Mary was smiling. It was in our basement. We had the party in our basement, and we were all gathered around. Grandma was there. Grandpa didn't come. He couldn't make it that day. Said he wasn't feeling good. They go into this litany of detail that just sounds like they're reading out of a novel. And, of course, you're thinking to yourself, wow, what magic. Oh, what bogus, bupkis. They've done studies where they have actually attempted, because they either had film or witnesses that could corroborate if these things remembered actually happened, and by and large, they didn't. What the person was weaving was a conjured up story. Now, they're not making it up. They're not necessarily lying. But bits and pieces of memories and history, perhaps even a book they read, just a bunch of hodgepodge. That's why when you hear these fantastic sounding stories of we regressed him back to a past life and he described places that he'd have no way of knowing what those places were like, and we checked it out, and that's exactly what they were like. Well, one explanation for that is he probably read about them somewhere, and he's totally forgotten that he read about them. Our Christian faith tells us, no, this is the one life you have. That's it. You didn't have previous lives. I can only imagine how bad I'd have been in the previous life if I'm like this now. I'm not really improving all that much. So it's fun, I guess, if you recognize that that kind of hypnosis, well, it's certainly necessarily not against what the church would teach, but it's gimmicky. And you can't put a whole lot of faith in it. Now, does hypnosis have clinical uses? Yes. And is there some evidence that you can actually, for example, I've seen places where they have clinically hypnotized somebody to remember a license plate. They couldn't remember a license plate because there was too much interfering stimuli So they hypnotized them, and they did recall a little more of the plate. Okay, not quite sure how that works, but you can't rule it out. What I'm saying is that this stage presentation type hypnotic regression doesn't have a whole lot of basis to it. Can't put a whole lot of faith in it. Just a point. What does it mean for Christians? Well, it essentially means we don't search for magic. Kind of keep our feet planted on reality. Because the trouble is, when you start getting into that kind of fuzzy, fantastic sort of stuff, like age regression, hypnosis, kind of opens the door to other goofy stuff like astrology, Ouija boards, which can be more dangerous too, those kinds of things. We have an attraction to the fantastic. We have an attraction to that which seems above and beyond normal. Wonder what it is about us. Have to ponder that. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL. Now, I'm going to regress for the next 2 minutes during this break. But I'll be back up to my age. Take me a while to get here.
I don't know what I can possibly do.
I don't either.
Dr. Ray has more great advice coming up.
You don't think it'll happen to you twice. First, it was a fire. My agent was right there and helped me rebuild. Then the tornado destroyed everything again. Both times, my independent agent and auto owners took care of me like someone takes care of family.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there. Auto Owners Insurance.
For your no-obligation quote, please call Choice Insurance at 734-641-4200.
As Christians, we are taught that what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And in Ephesians, it reads, "No bad word should come from your mouth, but only what is good and edifying, that it may give grace to those who hear." If you want to have a clean mouth without having to use soap, start by cleansing the heart. Think back to those various points in life when the anger that festered inside eventually percolated up and right out of your mouth with words of hate for people who have hurt you, offended you, lied to you, used you, abused you, stole from you, or perhaps altered your life forever. When we hold on to the past, we cloud the love of Jesus Christ, and what emerges is the pain inflicted on us from mankind. If you find yourself cursing, spewing hateful words about others, or often negative about life, then close your mouth and open your heart. Fill it with the love of our Lord and let His words emerge from your mouth. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, the communication evangelist.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Sounds like something from one of those 1960s family type shows. Picturing mom and dad and the kids. 2.72 kids. Good to have you with me. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi, sensitive, nurturant, post-zeros guy. I remember thinking when I was a kid how old I'd be in the year 2000, and it was shocking to me how old I would be. It was inconceivable! But I'd be that age in the year 2000. And now I look back in the year 2000 and go, wow, I was a young pup. 877-573-7825. If you have a question about something in your life, it's confusing you, befuddling you, flummoxing you. That's a good word, isn't it? Flummox. or it's someone you want to deal with. Now, obviously, I can just give you a nugget or two, but sometimes the nuggets, like a stone thrown into a pond, can have a ripple effect. And that ripple effect will head out and make some other big changes in your life. There was a sign on a poster called the Demotivators posters. And they essentially made fun of a lot of these kind of signs that they put up, these posters you put up in a workplace that are supposed to be motivational, and they're kind of cliche. And one of them, if I recall correctly, was, if quitters never win and winners never quit, what happens if you never win and you never quit? Well, Cindy has a question somewhat related. I think there's a parallel here to line from Clint Eastwood when he said, a man's got to know his limitations. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. A. Thanks for taking my call.
You want to know when it's okay to pull the plug, huh?
Yes. There are conditions that make it more favorable to quit than to keep going.
Law of diminishing returns. As I've gotten older, I'll have to confess, I quit earlier. I don't know if that's because I have more confidence in seeing that I'm getting nowhere, or if, in fact, I just am not as good anymore with as much energy to continue to persevere. It's a judgment call, Cindy. Somewhere along the line, you got to say, I'm not getting anywhere. This is not happening. Or if you're trying to persuade somebody of something, and you're realizing that your persuasion is really making it worse. Song by Kenny Rogers, way back? You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. I don't think there's anything morally obligatory about persevering well past the point of no return, no good returns. I think it all comes down to your experience. I think the best predictor of when to hang it up is your knowledge of similar situations in the past or with similar people. There are some folks in my life that I know, if I go much beyond two sentences, I better quit. I better quit. And then there are other people that I can have a very profitable conversation with, guiding them or asking them about what they're choosing to do and hopefully getting them to see another perspective. But you kind of know who those are, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times they're your own adult kids. That's what most people ask when they ask your question. When do you end it? I think it's one of the big mistakes that we parents of adult kids make. We just keep going when we just think somehow, some way we're going to, if we pile enough words throughout enough situations, it's going to work. And then even though it's becoming quite clear that our continuing to pound away at this subject is making it worse.
Okay.
All right.
So there All right.
Go. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. Bye. You're welcome. Bye.
John from Pa. And no, this is John's Pa? Is that who it? No, John from Pennsylvania, PA. I got it. Hello, John, how are you?
Good, Dr. Ray, how are you?
Okay, sir. You are engaged.
I got a severe question for you.
Yes, sir.
It's a perplexing question. Today is the Blessed Mother's birthday, and I chose that day because I have a special gift to give my girlfriend of 9.5 years. I was engaged to her once before, but only 1 month or 2 months, and she broke it up. But she has OCD. She has fibromyalgia. She has anxiety to depression, but she worked 20 years. And I had anxiety to depression, but I worked 50-some years. And I put a nest egg, but I'm severely thinking a lot of my people are telling me, my good friends are saying, go for it, get married. You're 67 and a half, she's 70. just go for it. I have a nice house. She could be on the first floor. I could be on the second floor. There's no way we can consummate the marriage because we can't bring four children. And I just want to have a sacramental marriage. Is that wrong? Is that anything to do with my selfish or what?
Well, first thing, John, I want to clear something up. You can consummate the marriage. Just because you can't conceive children doesn't mean you can't consummate the marriage.
Oh.
Okay? So that takes care of that.
Okay.
My wife and I couldn't conceive children either. We adopted. However, we consummated the marriage.
Yeah.
All right. So that's set. It comes down to...
With OCD.
John, it really does come down to walking into this marriage with your eyes wide open. If you believe that this woman has all manner of emotional, psychological, social struggles, a lot, and you're not sure what will happen as you get further into this relationship with her. Now, you said you've seen her for, what, 9 years?
9.5 years. I take her to doctor's appointments and everything, and she suffered a femur bone break in her leg, and I was with her for thick and thin, from nursing homes and everything.
Why are your sisters advising against you marrying her?
Well, they say that I could, she could bring me down.
Well,
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's always possible, but if you're saying to yourself, my eyes are wide open. I've known this woman for 9.5 years. I am aware of the extent of all of her physical and emotional matters, issues, to use that word. Well, there's nothing stopping you, but my advice to you would be, if you do this, be ready to endure what could be an awful lot of struggles. Can you do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, I know. It could be. Her brother's suffering from cancer. He's got cancer on his left lung, and he's got cancer on his liver.
I can't tell you what to do, John. I can't tell you to break it off. I can't tell you to keep it going. That's up to you.
Well, she's got two brothers that disowned her completely. And she's
not a good sign. When you have someone, and I get this in marriage counseling a lot, where one of the spouses has no longer have any communication with a mother or brother or sister, that generally tells me something, which is this could be a very difficult person. So put that in your hopper when you make the decision.
Right.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, John. Got another John up there from Texas. John, I'm not ready good because that's what I was going to say. I was getting ready to say I only have about a minute. So given all that, I will do a little bit of self-promotion. The TV show Living Right with Dr. Ray is in Season 9, produced by ourselves and EWTN. It's on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, and Fridays, 5 a.m. Eastern. I think they just needed somebody to fill that spot. You know what I mean? I don't know. They kind of threw me in there. Throw Garendi in there. Get that 5 a.m. spot open. I don't know. Nevertheless, I'd be delighted to have you tune in. Many of the e-persons that we get, that we use on this program for e-person money, come from folks who have watched the TV show. You can usually tell it because some of them are not at all aware that there's a radio show. So if I write back to them and I say, please call, I'd like to ask you some questions, they go, call where? Makes you humble. 877-573-7825. admit it. Music conjures up images, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. Thank you for joining me here on The Doctor Is In. Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock Eastern Time on these EWTN affiliate stations, co-production, Ave Maria Radio Communications, and the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Let's talk to John from Texas. Oh, boy. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. Ooh, a common, often friction-filled relationship. Hi, John.
Yeah, oh, hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, indeed. It's the sticking point in our marriage, I'm afraid.
How long has it been that way?
Relationship-wise. How's that?
How long has it been that way, John?
Oh, 16 years.
You're breaking up.
Noticing when my oldest daughter was born. That's when and it got worse back 6 years ago when my
John. Let me interrupt you. Are you on a kind of a funky phone there, because you keep cutting in and out?
Yeah, I'm on the internet, so that may be the problem.
Okay.
Maybe call back on another phone.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's see what we can do with it, and now that I'll kind of try to fill in the words where it misses. 16 years worth of your wife not liking your mother, and it's now to the point where she doesn't want you to have anything to do with your mother?
Well, she won't say that, let's just say when I talk to her in her presence, either on the phone, certainly in person, she does as she withdraws, because she cannot stand. So
she can't stand that you're nice to your mom.
Happening. How's that?
She can't stand that you're nice to your mom.
Or can't stand that mom pays attention to me more than her, maybe.
Does she still have a tolerable connection with your mother? So in other words, when your mother comes over to visit or the holidays, your wife will do her best to be civil.
Well, she tries, especially at the beginning, but as it goes on, 3-4 days, she'll start to draw, and then we just won't see her. She'll be to keep to her room or what have you.
When you say 3-4 days, John, are you saying that your mother comes to stay, or they live out of town and they come and visit for several days at a time?
Yeah, they don't live in town. They'll come it's changed. In the past, they've stayed with us in the house for maybe a week or so. More recently, they've moved to a smaller place, and that's not as possible. So they've rented their own place and kind of come for visits for a few hours during
smart
the visit.
Smart move.
But when those visits, it's a longer time. For a month or two.
Tell you what I'm going to do, John. I'm going to let you go because the interruptions of the internet, the dropout, and then I will give you some thoughts, if you can still hear me, I hope, after that. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Here seems to be the point. It sounds like daughter-in-law has built up an awful lot of ill will directed toward mother-in-law. Over the years, maybe mother-in-law's given her opinion too many times, been critical, whatever. And so daughter-in-law has decided that mom-in-law is not respectful of her. If this is a woman who values her Christian faith, then she's really got an obligation to do her best to get along with this woman which would entail ignoring many of the things that mother-in-law says that in the past has driven her up a wall. The bottom line is, words are just words. And as I've gotten older, I've seen so many people. Well, the rule is that most relationships fracture because of words. They don't fracture because somebody punched me in the head. They fracture because of things people said. And it's ironic because whatever they said is... All right. So what? But we don't really have a so what attitude. I think a good Christian has to have a so what attitude. I don't know how John can convince his wife to just endure his mother. Or maybe he can, and he said something interesting. He said after about the third or fourth day, she just retreats and she goes upstairs and she doesn't want to come down and socialize anymore. Maybe he could talk to his mother and say, let's keep the visits at 3 days. Or come for a couple hours in the morning, go back to your room, and then come for a couple hours. Lessen the time. That's probably a more likely option than getting daughter-in-law to say, okay, I'll be better with your mother. I think John could talk to his wife and say, what is it that she does? And when I say does, I mean says, that bothers you so much, that has really gotten to you. She puts me down. She questions my parenting. We don't agree politically. She makes barbs about my Catholic faith. Whatever it is that has accumulated over the years. Maybe John could convince his wife, she's wrong to do that, honey. She shouldn't do that. She is that way. It's coming out of her insecurity. It's coming out of her own intolerance. You don't have to let it bother you. All I'm asking is that you just endure it. And I'll give you this commitment that if she is out of line, at the moment she does it, I'll say something to her. I'll say, hey, Mom, that was uncalled for. Or, Mom, we're gonna raise our teenager the way we wish. Or, Mom, she's a good mom. Whatever it is, if your wife knows you're going to stick up for her, John, which I got a suspicion part of her problem is that she feels you don't stick up for her. You don't say anything. You just kind of let Mom get away with it. Which is probably a good thing to do, except that your wife is of the perception that you don't have her back. If that's part of it, then probably the best thing to do is to let her know, from here on out, I'm going to do what I can to protect you. 877-573-7825 is the number. And remember always, when you call later in the program, does not mean you won't get on. We select calls based upon many variables. So if you think to yourself, oh, well, you know, I just tuned in and there's all people in front of me and I'll never have a chance and I don't want to sit on the line. That's not true. Not true. You have equal chance. Edward R. Murrow says, and this always scares me because I think about this. Just because your voice reaches halfway around the world, and it does because of modern technology, doesn't mean you are any wiser than when it reached only to the end of the bar. Ain't that the truth? 877-573-7825, the number to call to get onto the program. I got to make a comment here that I've been holding on this. I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. Bob Newhart, comedian, played a psychologist in a series in a small New England town. He's known for his vignettes pointing at human foibles. In one, he plays a psychologist who says that he's developed a revolutionary therapeutic technique guaranteed to alleviate emotional distress in under 5 minutes. He charges $5. Then he says, at the end of the 5 minutes, you've used up your $5, but rarely does the session go beyond 5 minutes. And if you stop before the 5 minutes, you get a couple of your bucks back. Young woman sees his ad, comes in, settles down, and begins to elaborate a whole host of anxieties that she has. Very unrealistic anxieties, fearful of the future. Stuff that is highly unlikely to happen, but they affect her life. After about a minute or so, he's listening intently. He interrupts, and he demonstrates his technique. Stop it! That's what he says. Stop it! She looks at him, momentarily kind of nonplussed. She regroups and she begins her catalog of distress again. A couple more sentences later, he commands, stop it! She begins to argue with him. How do I do that? For every groundless worry she presents, he reiterates, stop it! She's confused now. She can't fathom how his technique could help her. He asks her, do you like being this way? Of course not, she says. Then stop it! You know, as a psychologist, there is a lot of wisdom in his parody technique, because so much of what we do, we need to just stop it. And we've caught up in how do I stop it? Give me the techniques, give me the formulas, give me the strategies. How do I stop it? Stop it. How do I pray more? Pray more. How do I be nice to my mother-in-law? Be nice to your mother-in-law. How do I yell less with my kids? Yell less? Oh, come on, Dr. Ray, that's simplistic. It's like telling somebody to suppress, cheer up. Well, it's not quite as simplistic as it sounds, because the first step has to be the will to stop it. People will come in my office, and I will ask, one of the first questions I will ask them is, do you want to be here? Now, some might think that's kind of a rhetorical question. It's not. You got to establish they truly want to be there. You think they would, they walked in the door. However, I first have to establish that they have to have the will to want to get better, because without the will, the best techniques in the world won't do anything. You've got to first decide. A caller from Dayton wants to know when the next TV show taping is. Well, you know, caller from Dayton, I wish I knew. Given the whole COVID reaction in our culture, everything, for the most part, has been shut down. We've tried to orchestrate tapings in various studios, and all of that has been... all of it has been curtailed. And we're certainly not going to have my audience members wearing masks. That just would not look good on TV, would it? It's like a whole bunch of people ready to rob a bank. So I really don't know. I can tell you this. If and when we can put together a taping, it will be put out on my Facebook as well as my website. You will know well in advance and where it will be also. Okay, so we're looking at several different cities. All righty. When I come back, I'm going to talk to Sarah from Indiana, because she has a comment about one of the other calls. And I like comments because if they're really, really good, I can write them down and steal them for future book material. I'm Dr. Ray.
The doctor is in. Now, don't you feel better?
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray. Thank you, John and Lisa. Ypsilanti, Michigan. Ave Maria Radio will be conducting our fall membership drive this September 14th to the 18th. Not that far off. We'd love your support. We'd love your help. We've had to put things on hold. Are you a member? You can become one. Sustaining member. Renew your membership. Just go to AveMariaRadio.net or click that donate button. Fall membership drive. Tuesday, September 14th to Friday, September 18th. Thank you.
On the next Cresta in the Afternoon.
Lebanon was in crisis even before the pandemic and the devastating explosion in Beirut. Economists have predicted a Venezuela-style collapse in what was once an oasis of stability in the Middle East. Yet, out of this chaos has arisen people who know their call to follow the blood and the hurt the way Jesus did. We talk with Mindy Bells.
Cresta in the Afternoon from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
I'm Dr. Stan Williams, and this is Evidences for Christianity. For decades after Christ's resurrection, the gospel stories were circulated only by word of mouth. How is it possible that the gospel records were transmitted without error before being written down? The answers are intriguing. For one thing, in ancient Judaism, memories were perfected by endless repetition, patterned learning, and mnemonics, and it helped that the culture demanded complete recall. Further, the gospel stories were protected by the oversight of living eyewitnesses and the ever-present opposition in the crowds who were anxious to correct any misreporting. Finally, the reporting of embarrassing events about the authors themselves tells us that they were more interested in telling the truth than covering up. And all that is evidence for Christianity. Explore more at AveMariaRadio.net. Under resources, look for me, Dr. Stan Williams.
I was just informed by Andrew Kruchek, my producer man, that the gentleman who called asking about the TV taping, indeed, I did a couple of speaking engagements down in their area, and his wife and himself were gracious enough to put me up at their house. That was very kind of them. Because sometimes for these charitable groups, it's tough. It's tough to pay for a hotel. So they put me up with a generous benefactor, which was okay. Except I will always remember this particular one, because that morning, there was no hot water. Zero, zip, nada. I should have charged them. Should have charged them extra. I was wide awake when I went down for coffee. Wide awake. Sarah from Indiana has a comment about the whole situation, I believe, with the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, which is the most common dynamic. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hello. Am I?
Hello there.
I thought you were good. Okay, you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, okay. I thought you was just going to render what I just... Didn't I just talk to you?
You talked to our call screener, Eric. He was the one who gets an idea of what you want to say. Then he puts it up here so that I know what the calls are. So now you can tell me what you wanted to say.
Okay. I've been listening to you, and I wanted to comment on that gentleman who called about his wife and his mother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, when God intended a man and a woman to get married, they're becoming as a unity, as one person. If there is a division with the in-laws, whether it be the husband's side or the wife's side, if she is interfering with the husband and wife procedure in marriage or the raising of the children, then she needs to be put in her place by whoever mother it is, okay? I used to have a mother-in-law who used to come and peek in my windows early in the morning to see what we were doing. And then she would have the audacity to come and tell us, I want to know what you're doing, how long you do it, how many times you do it, and how you do it.
Did your husband, quote-unquote, put her in her place?
He used to holler at her all the time, but she would just ignore it, and she'd go, that's my job. So when my mother would come around, he was under the impression that my mother was going to be like his mother. So he didn't like my mother or my father coming over, which they never, never interfered because they're not that type of people. But they,
wait, they just, wait a minute, Sarah, they just looked in your window? They didn't interfere, they just looked in your window.
No, his mother.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
His mother. She would come in the morning on her way to go to work because she did. She worked in the lunchroom at school.
What would your advice be, Sarah, what would your advice be to the gentleman who called in and said that his wife retreats from his mother?
His mother, she should not retreat from his mother. He should put it, when my husband used to complain about my parents coming to the home, whether mostly my mom, I had to sit him down and tell him, listen, because he was very, very, very possessive. Mothers and fathers are once in a lifetime. Husbands are a dime a dozen. So you either accept my mother,
there would
never
be those
feared.
There would be those who would disagree with you on that one.
Well, that is that's a proven fact, though. If his wife does not feel in unity with her husband, then the marriage is going to falter. And eventually, you're making a crack. And eventually, the crack's going to get wider. The wider the crack gets, then the harder it is to repair the crack. Okay?
Well, we got to know, we got to know a lot more about what was going on. For us to simply say, she should do this. We don't know if she already tried that. We don't know how he has stood up to his mother or not. We don't know any of those things. So we can't just simply say, one size fits all, here's what you need to do for best results. We don't know that. That's one of the difficulties of doing a radio show, where at best you get a little bit of the picture. And did you notice I didn't give any advice? I just simply said, well, here's what could be some of your options depending upon that. All righty. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much for the call. See, okay. When I get emails or calls for comments, typically it is a person who has had direct experience with a caller, a caller situation, that is. The person will say in the email, in my circumstances, this is what I did, and this is why they should do that. One of the big differences between all of us as just people who live our lives as best we can is that much of what we know about human relations comes from our own experience with other people. My experience with my mother, my experience with my grown son, my experience with the neighbor. One of the great advantages of being a psychologist or a counselor type is that your experience is across a whole bunch of marriages, a whole bunch of adult children relationships. So you recognize that one shoe doesn't fit all. You recognize that whatever solution worked for one person might not work so well with another. I don't know, for example, if this caller's husband, or the caller, he in fact has never said anything to his mother. I don't know. Now, why didn't I ask? Well, because you can't ask everything. I don't know if his wife is hostile to his mother or just simply quietly passive retreating. I don't know that. These are all situations that you could explore in depth if they came into your office. Well, my office, not necessarily your office. But given what he was asking, I simply had to say, well, if this, then this, if this, then this, this variable would lead to this outcome, perhaps. That's what you're doing, and you're doing it on, that's what I'm doing, sorry, I'm using you a lot here. I'm doing it on the basis of having heard hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of in-law problems, and recognizing all the variables that can be at play. That's one of the great advantages of doing this for a long time. Nothing replaces doing something for a long time. One of the advantages of getting older. That's right. Thank you for joining me here. Thank you, Andrew Krucek, producer band there at Ave Maria Radio. Thanks all the folks at EWTN who happened to tune in. I'm getting to Eric. I'm getting to Eric. He didn't work very hard, but I will thank Eric Dumont, call screamer. And I want to thank you for keeping me company during this time. Appreciate it. Good Lord permitting. Talk to you tomorrow. Walk with God. Talk with God, you know, too, while you're walking.
For information on Dr. Ray's presentations, books, and CDs, visit DRA.com and follow him on Facebook. The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.